was a decided chill in the air first thing this morning. We started off at 41 in Burlington, 42 at Albany, and 44 degrees in Poughkeepsie. A lot of the outlying areas, though, were in the 30s this morning, and Saranac Lake made it down to 29 degrees. So it's no surprise that we did have some issues with frost early this morning. But once we got the chill out of the air, it's turned into a very nice day across the region. We had some fog early, but that burned off, and our temperatures have warmed up into the 60s and 70s across New York and western New England. As we work into tonight, high pressure will remain in control, but it's not going to be as cold as last night because the air aloft will begin to warm up a little bit, and that's going to stop the temperature from free-falling. So there's no concerns for frost this night, as temperatures will mainly be in the 40s across our area. As we move into the weekend, things will start off with quiet weather on Saturday, though we'll start to see some clouds fill in the sky, especially across the North Country as we go through the day. Those clouds are in association with an approaching cold front, and that front might bring a few afternoon showers in northern areas as we go through the day tomorrow. Overall, it will be a warmer day, as temperatures should reach into the lower 70s across the north, into the middle and upper 70s in the capital region, and possibly close to 80 in areas south of the Albany area. By tomorrow night, that cold front will come across the area. It might bring a few scattered showers, but it's not a very moisture-laden front, so I'm not expecting a lot of rainfall. And some showers may linger into the first part of the day on Sunday with clouds, but as the front pushes to the south, we'll see drier air come in, and that should allow for more sunshine to come through, and temperatures on Sunday will be in the 60s and 70s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear this evening, increasing clouds later at night, some areas of fog, low in the 40s. And for tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of an afternoon shower, high 68 to 74. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 46 to 52, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 40s. And for tomorrow, sunshine will mix with some afternoon clouds, high in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers early, then becoming partly to mostly sunny, high in the 60s north, near 70 in the capital region, and in the 70s south. And on Monday, mostly sunny with a high around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.